is your KLEM News for this Saturday morning. This past week, the state legislators were finalizing the K-12 educational spending bill with the supplemental student aid. State Representative Dr. Tom Jennery of Lamar says that he believes a final education spending bill will emerge from both legislative chambers by the end of this next week.
Earlier this week, the House and Senate announced agreement on a K-12 funding package for the 2019-2020 school year. And this package will provide Iowa school districts with an additional $89.3 million in new funding for next year. It comes out to supplemental student aid of 2.06%, which we can fund.
The state lawmaker tells how the total financial assistance aid will be broken down into the separate categories.
Within that number is $7.8 million in additional funding to reduce transportation costs, and that is in addition to the $11.2 million commitment from last year. So it's pretty close to $19 million. And then $2.9 million to continue reducing the district cost per pupil inequity by another $5 per student that was begun last session.
Jenner recalls the number a significant amount going to the schools. He says lawmakers on both sides of the aisle would have liked to have seen a higher amount, but he says that the number represents what the state can currently afford.
We would like to be able to have it be more, but this is something that we can actually do, and we don't want to promise a really large percentage and then have to deappropriate it, because that's very, very hard on schools when they've already made out their budget, and that's something that we really do not want to do.
Jennery says it is important for the state legislature to finish with the educational bill in order to comply with the law.
That is going to be debated in the House Monday afternoon. I don't know exactly when the Senate would do it, but I would think they would probably be very, like Monday or Tuesday, because we want to get this passed, because by state law, we're supposed to have this done within 30 days of the governor's State of the State address, and we want to make sure that we do that so the school districts know what they're going to get so they can set their budgets and go accordingly.
The state lawmaker says that he doesn't believe that there will be much debate on the school spending bill. He says both Republicans and Democrats and the House and the Senate are in general agreement with the bill. School districts across the state need to submit their budgets by April 15th. The Lamar City Council has been crunching the numbers for the upcoming fiscal year's city budget. Council members heard from each of the city's department heads on Tuesday in determining that budget. Councilman Rex Knapp explains the city is reducing its levy rate, therefore allowing the city to save some money.
The mill levy this year is going to be 11.9. Last year was 12.5 mills, so it's another reduction. That's not just by our choice, that's by mandated by state laws. The state laws only allow you to do an 810 levy plus benefits plus debt. And since the city has virtually no general fund debt, the highest levy we can put on the tax book is 11.9.
Knapp says that the city has been able to reduce individual tax collections since the revenue is being offset by the expansion of some businesses and industries.
Well, we've got two things going in our favor. We've got assessed values, meaning the businesses are adding to their buildings. The NORAMs, the Wells have been adding to buildings recently, so those provide more taxes, but our housing, and we're having apartments being built now, so those add on to our taxes. So the assessed values in total are going up, so our taxes still that the city's using are going up, but the mill levy for everybody is going down.
The Lamar City Council member says that the private contributions donated to the community betterment projects have also helped keep taxes stabilized, since additional tax dollars are not needed to fund those projects.
What happens, the reason we're able to do this a little bit is because of the community betterment project, that we're raised money from individuals so that some of those, let's say, friendly or customer friendly needs of our citizens are getting done outside of property taxes. So as long as we have people continuing to step up and contribute to the city to do community betterment projects, we'll be able to keep taxes in good check.
Knapp says that since the mill levy is being lowered, he says the city of Lamar's will be able to see some substantial savings.
Well, we've got about $180,000 that we needed to cut at the budget workshop to make everything balanced so that we weren't spending more dollars than we took in. We went through, as you pointed out, a dozen different departments, got a few tax savings items, a few things that we could cut back on. And then we also are picking up some extra interest income from our local banks because the interest rates are going up a little bit, so we were able to get some more revenue from the interest income. And between those two things, we're basically at a balanced budget, I believe.
The city councilman explains some of the ways that the city was able to cut back on its budget and still provide the services to the city.
On the public works, we had a hydro seeder that we need to seed when we have road maintenance projects. Well, that hydro seeder is totally gone, and it's not useful anymore, so we told them to go ahead and purchase that item now. We also had a pickup truck that needs to carry five individuals for the confined space of the fire department. We actually had an individual that was watching on television when we were going through the budget and offered to contribute some money to save us about 25% of that cost. So there's things like that that happened all the way through the budget. The library had a little bit of reduction. Some of the other departments had a couple things eliminated, but it was, you know, we go through it pretty intensely, and we were looking at people and whether that we needed full-time people or part-time people. So we looked at health insurance costs. So there was a lot of questions. We spent, I think, a good part of 3 hours with all the different department heads.
Knapp says, fortunately, the city will not be needing to reduce the city staff or make any layoffs. Williams & Company of Lamar's has released an audit report on the City of Lamar's for the year that ended on June 30th. Officials from the certified public accounting firm reported that the City of Lamar's governmental fund type revenues totaled $16,036,653 for the year that ended on June 30th, which represents a 2.6% decrease from 2017. The revenues included $8,876,009 in taxes, $1,220,103 in road use tax funds, and $2,280,501 in other intergovernmental revenue. Governmental fund type expenditures for the year totaled at $16,294,113, which was an 8.8% decrease from the prior year. That is a look at your news this morning here on KLEM.